We are not competing with any political party. We're not. Because they have resources or other things that we don't have. But we have something they don't have. We have what we have. We have a welfare system that provides a safety net for our people. This is why we have to be very careful. You are people out there. You got to be careful. You know, don't just drink a beer one day or maybe eat one or two cup of rice and you know, think this thing over.
Okay, we'll go back to the lines. Hello?
Yeah.
Yes, your name, please.
My name is Richmond Yakba.
Okay, Richmond.
Yeah.
Where you call us from?
I'm calling you from the Congo Town Bureau.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, I want to thank the president in the studio. Liberia now, we need somebody to stand out, to break through the system that has been set up here. The system that caused young people to be physically challenged. The system that caused our country today that 84% of our population living below poverty line. The system that caused our country today that 85% of our population are illiterate. The system that caused confusion and sicknesses for our people. The system that caused our healthcare delivery system not to have sophisticated doctors, the system that caused my medical practices to be on the increase, that system, we need somebody to stand out, to break through that system, to bring about peace and tranquility and happiness to our people. And as I listen to the president in the studio deliberating, I think Dr. Wise is the man who is outstanding and who can break through this system.
Okay, Richmond.
So we want to Richmond. Have this Liberian.
Okay, thank you so much, Richmond. Councilor Wiles, what make you different from the rest of the presidential candidates?
Thank you. I'm Isaac Wiles. There is no other Isaac Wiles there. That's the first difference. The second difference is that we are bringing a system, an idea to the Liberian people that is different for the others. I told you, we are the government for the people. The people will take precedence in anything we do. If the government has a debt, for example, the government has a debt of $100, and the people, their daily subsistence or their monthly pay is $50, that they must get that $50 before we pay anybody out there. And let the world go. The people must come first in terms of their benefits before we take care of business obligation. Yeah, we know we know that there are obligations. We have contracts. Yes, we understand that. But we can always delay those payments when it comes to our citizen. But our citizen must first get the just due before we reach out to anyone. I want to thank Mr. Yakba for his comments. And before Mr. Yakba, Mr. Colley, Mr. Fo, Mr. Duo, and all those who have contributed to these discussions, I think you are right. We have a candidate that is different from all, a candidate that is clean, all right? I have one of my posters with my hands stretched out, you know, indicating that our hands are not contaminated. And then a day or two ago, I heard one of the candidates say they are clean too. No wrong with that, you know. But they are right. You know, Liberia at this time, you know, party politics is good, but let's try to transcend that this time. Let's try to see what we can do on 10th October that will change the entire paradigms in this country, that will ensure that you, the people, come first. Mm. Thank you.
Now, Councillor Wiles, what do you hope to accomplish during your first 100 days in office?
Thank you very much for the question. My first 100 days in office is to ensure that the people, civil servants' salary, be considered for payment on time. That's one. The second thing we want to do in the first 100 days, look at the government relationship with the BIVA structure and see whether we really need it. And if we don't need it, we're going to let it go. Three, we want to ensure that we do away with monopolies in this country. Any system that has been here, monopoly, you know, and not providing the kind of support that our people need, we're going to, you know, do something about it. Why should someone leave Kerry Camp or leave Fishtown or leave Harper, come to Monrovia to buy rice or to buy Coca-Cola or to buy cement? You know, I think it's something, you know. I mean, it seems like some of these people ought to be in those areas in terms of maybe having some, you know, wholesale arrangement down there that will accommodate the people. But imagine if you come to Monrovia and buy a bag of rice that you can get maybe $20, and then you take it there, maybe it's down there for $25 or $30. That's additional $10 hardship you place on the people in those communities. That is unfair. Why do you want to treat our people like that? You know, we, the people, according to our constitution, we have a very vital role. The constitution gave us a very vital role. But the way we are being treated, you know, we don't really get the kind of treatment that the constitution prescribed for us. So we're going to look at these things and address them, all to ensure that the life of the people change for the better.
Your final comments before you leave us.
Again, I want to thank you and through you, the Ombik family, for this great opportunity you've given me to come to expound on some of the ideas that we have on how we can improve and change our country for the better. I want to thank you very much for that. I want to thank our fellow citizens who have participated in these discussions and for their comments. We want to thank you. So I'm calling on everybody. I want you to think very seriously. In fact, I would like to use the medium to ask you, maybe 3 days before we go to election, if we use that time, maybe do a little fasting and praying. Our Christian community, our religion, our Muslim community, fast. Ask God's guidance and direction to navigate you to that right person. Because don't forget, as I told you, Liberia is sick. Liberia can continue to be sick if we don't choose the right person. But with the right person, Liberia is going to get well, Liberia is going to prosper, and all our people will benefit. And if you do, you will vote for Dr. Isaac G. Wise, number 20 on the ballot. Thank you so very much.
Well, thank you for appearing on Hot Seat, and we wish you well in your endeavor. Well, he is Isaac G. Wise, presidential candidate of the Democratic Justice Party, who has been discussing with us the platform on which he wants to be elected president of Liberia. See you then. My name is Seyo Tikwa.